This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, break off all relationships in this impure world and connect your intellects in yoga with the One Father, and you will not be defeated by Maya. Question. What is the reason why there are so many obstacles in this sacrificial fire, even though the Almighty Father is with you? Answer. According to the Dharma, obstacles have to come because only when there are obstacles from the devils in this sacrificial fire can the urn of sin become full. The Father cannot do anything about this. It is fixed in the Dharma. There will be obstacles, but you mustn't be afraid of them. Song. Who is the Mother and who is the Father? Om Shanti. You children heard the orders of the Unlimited Father. You have relationships with your mama and babas of this world on a physical level. Because there is first attachment through the body to the mother, then the father, and then to friends and relatives, etc. The Unlimited Father says, break your intellect's yoga away from your mothers and fathers of this world. Have no further connection with this world, because all of those relationships are dirty, iron-aged ones. Jagat means the world. Break your yoga with impure relationships away from this impure world and connect it to me alone, and then connect it to the new world, because you now have to come to me. It is just a question of forging a relationship. There is nothing else to it. There is no difficulty in doing this. Those who receive directions will forge a relationship. In the Golden Age, relationships are good at first. They are Satopratham. Then, as you continue to come down, the relationships of happiness gradually decrease. The Father says, forge a relationship with me. Follow Srimat and break off all bodily relationships. Destruction has to take place. You children understand that the Father, who is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, also does service according to the Dharma. He too is bound by the bondage of this Dharma. People believe that God is the Almighty Authority, just as they believe that Sri Krishna is also the Almighty Authority. They have given Sri Krishna a discus of self-realization. They believe that he cuts the throats of devils with that. However, they don't understand that deities cannot possibly carry out acts of violence. They just cannot do that. It is said of the deities that they observe the supreme religion of non-violence. How could they have been violent? People sat and wrote whatever came into their minds. They have defamed religion so much. The Father says there is as much truth in those scriptures as there is salt in a sack full of flour. It is also written that the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra was created, and devils created obstacles in that there were assaults on innocent women. That is written correctly. You now understand what is true and what is false in the scriptures. God himself says there will definitely be obstacles in this sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. This is fixed in the drama. It isn't that because God is with you, he will remove any obstacles. What could the Father do about that? It has to happen within the drama. It is only when all of them create obstacles that the urn of sins can become full. The Father explains that only what is fixed to happen in the drama will happen. There will definitely be obstacles by devils, because our kingdom is being established. For half a cycle, people become those with such tamopratan and corrupt intellects in the kingdom of Maya. It is the Father's duty to make them elevated. It takes half a cycle to make you degraded. Then the Father elevates you in a second. It doesn't take long to have faith. There are many good children who have faith, and they quickly make a promise. But Maya too is very powerful. She brings one storm or another to your mind. Make effort not to put those into practice. All of you are making effort. You haven't yet reached your Karmateet stage. Something or other happens through your physical senses. Until you reach your Karmateet stage, there will definitely be obstacles in between. The Father has explained, by making effort, you will reach your Karmateet stage by the end. Then your bodies will no longer be able to remain. This is why it takes time. There is one obstacle or another. In some cases, Maya even defeats you. This is boxing. You wish to stay in remembrance of Baba, but you are unable to do so. In the little time that remains, you gradually have to adopt that stage. No one becomes a king at birth. A baby has to grow up gradually. This too takes time. There is now very little time left. Everything depends on the efforts you make. You have to pay such attention that no matter what happens, you will definitely claim your inheritance from the Father. You will confront Maya. This is why you make a promise. Maya is no less. She comes in the most trivial forms. She uses a lot of force in front of those who are powerful. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The Father says, I am now explaining them to you children. You receive salvation from the Father. There is then no further need for this knowledge. You did receive salvation through this knowledge. The Golden Age is called salvation. So, sweetest children, you have been given your aim. You also understand that according to the drama, it takes time for the tree to grow. Many obstacles are created. There has to be change. You have to change from shells into diamonds. There is the difference of day and night. Even today, people continue to build temples to the deities. You Brahmins won't build temples because that belongs to the path of devotion. The world doesn't know that the path of devotion is now to end and that there will be victory for the path of this knowledge. Only you children understand this. People think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. For them, everything depends on the scriptures. The father sits here and explains to you children the secrets of all the Vedas and scriptures. The father says, forget all of those things that you have been studying until now. No one receives salvation through them. Although you have been receiving temporary happiness through those, it's not possible that you would receive constant happiness. That is momentary happiness. People are in sorrow. They don't know that there is no name or trace of sorrow in the Golden Age. They have also written such things about that place, that Khans, a devil, used to exist in the land of Krishna, that there was this and that, that Sri Krishna was born in a jail. They have written many such things. What sin did Sri Krishna, the number one prince of the Golden Age, commit? All of those things are tall stories. You now understand this because the father has told you the truth. Only the father comes and establishes the land of truth. There was so much happiness in that land of truth, and there is so much sorrow in this land of falsehood. People have forgotten all of that. You know that you will establish that land of truth by following Srimat, and that you then become the masters of it. The father explains, by following this Srimat, you can claim a high status. You children know that you have to study and become Sun Dynasty emperors and empresses. Everyone wants to attain a high status. Everyone continues to make effort. Very good, firm devotees keep a picture with them so that they are able to remember that one again and again. Baba says, keep a picture of the Trimurti with you, and you will also remember that again and again. By remembering the father, we will go into the Sun Dynasty clan. If you hang a picture of the Trimurti up in your room, your vision can fall on that again and again. Through Baba, we will go into the Sun Dynasty clan. Then, as soon as you wake up in the morning, your vision will fall on that. That too is a type of effort. Baba advises you. Very good devotees make a lot of effort. They keep a picture of Sri Krishna in front of them, so that as soon as their eyes open, they remember Sri Krishna. For you, it is even easier. If you are unable to stay in remembrance easily, and Maya is troubling you, then these pictures will help you. Shiv Baba is making us into the masters of the land of Vishnu through Brahma. We are becoming the masters of the world through Baba. By constantly remembering this, you can receive a lot of help. Baba gives this advice to the children who feel that they repeatedly forget. Keep a picture in front of you, and you will remember the father and the inheritance. However, you mustn't remember Brahma. When a couple get engaged, they don't remember the agent. Remember Baba very well, and Baba will also remember you. Remembrance begets remembrance. You now know the occupation of the beloved. There are so many devotees of Shiva. They continue to say, Shiva, Shiva, but that is wrong. They speak of Shiva at Kashi, that he is the Lord of the world, and then they speak of the Ganges. They go and sit on the river banks. They don't understand that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Many foreigners, etc., go to see Benares. There are many big river banks. However, the temple of the Father of all still attracts everyone. Everyone goes to that. The temple would not go to anyone. The deity idols at the temples attract people to them. Shiv Baba also attracts everyone. Shiv Baba is number one, and then Brahma and Saraswati are the second number, Vishnu. Vishnu then becomes Brahma. Brahmins then become deities in the land of Vishnu. Deities of the land of Vishnu then become Brahmins. This is your business. We are now becoming deities, and we therefore also have to show the path to others. All others take you into the jungle. You lead everyone out of this jungle and into that garden. Shiv Baba comes and changes thorns into flowers. You also do this business. Only you understand these things. There are no kings and queens to whom you could explain. It is remembered that the Pandavas didn't receive 3 feet of land. Their father was powerful, and so he gave them the sovereignty of the world. That same part will be played again now. The father is incognito. Sri Krishna cannot have obstacles. The father has now come, and you will have to come and claim your inheritance from him. You have to make effort for this. Day by day, new points continue to emerge. You can see that when these things are explained to others at an exhibition, there is an impact. Everything has to be done with the intellect. Is there a greater impact made at an exhibition or with a projector? When you explain at an exhibition, you can see their faces. You can explain to them. If you understand that the God of the Gita is the Father, then make effort to claim your inheritance. You have to give 7 days to this. Give this to them in writing. Otherwise, as soon as they go outside, Maya makes them forget. It has entered your intellects that you have been around this cycle of 84 births, and that you now have to return home. You have to become Satapratan from Tamapratan. Keep these pictures with you. They are very good. Even Birla and others do not know how or when Lakshmi and Narayan claimed their fortune of the kingdom. You know this, and so you should experience great happiness. Take the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan and quickly explain to others how they claim their status. You have to use your intellects to understand and explain all of these matters. The destination is very high, as are the teachers, so accordingly is the service they do. Baba can see who are looking after the centres according to their stage. Everyone has intoxication, but the conscience says, if the teachers are good, a lot of service will continue to take place. Not everyone can be clever. Not everyone can have the same teacher. Whatever happened in the previous cycle is happening now. The father says, continue to create your stage. This is a deal of every cycle. It has been seen that everyone is making effort, exactly as they did in the previous cycle. Whatever happens, we say that it also happened in the same way in the previous cycle. There is then that happiness and peace. The Father says, while doing everything, remember the Father. Let your intellect's yoga dangle there, and you will experience a lot of benefit. Whoever does this will receive the reward for it. When you do good, what you receive is good. Everyone has been continuing to perform bad actions because of following Maya's dictates. You are now receiving Srimat. Do good and good will be done to you. Each of you makes effort for yourself. Whatever you do, you will receive the reward of that accordingly. Why should we not have yoga and continue to do service? Your lifespans will increase by having yoga. We will become free from disease by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Therefore, why should we not stay in remembrance of Baba? If this is right, why should we not do that? This knowledge is very easy. Even small children can understand and explain it to others. However, they are not yogis. Make it firm that they have to remember the Father. Let those who feel that they repeatedly forget keep the pictures with them. That too would be good. When you wake up in the morning, as soon as you see the pictures, you will remember that you are claiming your inheritance of the land of Vishnu from Shiv Baba. This picture of the Trimurti is one of the main ones. You now understand its meaning. No one in the world has such a picture of the Trimurti. This is very easy. Whether you write it or not, everyone understands that establishment takes place through Brahma and that sustenance takes place through Vishnu. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Be careful that you are never defeated while boxing Maya. Create your stage by being aware of the previous cycle. Remain happy and peaceful. 2. In order to be good to yourself, follow Srimat. Break off all relationships with this old world. In order to be safe from the storms of Maya, keep the pictures in front of you and remember the Father and your inheritance. Blessing. May you make the Father's property your own by churning it and receive the blessing of a divine intellect. Churn all the treasures you receive from the Father, and they will continue to merge inside you. Everyone has received the same property, but those who churn it and make it their own have the intoxication and happiness of it. This is why it is said, grind your own ingredients and you will be intoxicated. Those who remain intoxicated by churning them cannot be pulled by anything or any problem of the world. They automatically receive the blessing of having a divine intellect. slogan in order to finish any problem in your mind, increase your decision-making power. Aviat signal, imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Do not think that you always bow down anyway, and yet no one has any respect for you, or that there is respect for only those who don't bow down and who tell lies. No, that is only temporary. You must have a far-sighted intellect. The more people you bow down to now, that is, the more humility you have, the more all souls will then bow down to you throughout the whole cycle. In the golden and silver ages, their kings will not physically bow down, but they will bow down mentally with that regard for you. And in the copper and iron ages, they will physically bow down. Om Shanti.